Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Morning, millennials.
Welcome back to the Morning Toast. Happy
Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
Everyone, congratulations. A huge mazel tov on making it to the end of the week without losing your mind.
Yes, and I just have so many personal updates to share that I'm just going to jump right into
them.
Because in so many ways, I'm a different person than I was on the show yesterday.
I hear that completely.
And in no order of importance,
okay.
Three major things happened in my life yesterday. One, I moved. It has just been such an exciting, treacherous experience, but made less treacherous with the most wonderful moving company, Roadway.
Okay, by the way, I used them for my move 2 years ago. We used them for our studio move. Like, everyone in our family uses them. They are truly, and by the way, I've had the same movers every time. They're like the nicest guys. It is the best company.
It's the best company. It's the best moving experience. I feel like I used to dread moving so much, but they really make it as pleasant as humanly
possible.
They do
it all.
They do it all. They've even given me a discount code to share with the toasters. It's Jackie10 if you want to get 5% off long distance moves or 10% off local moves. Head to Roadway, have a link in my stories, use code Jackie10 and get some money off your next move and start moving and grooving.
Start moving and grooving. You moving like into this palatial, you know, palace in the sky has really got me.
I've inspired you.
All bent out of shape. And there actually is a identical unit in your building, like how many, like 4 floors up.
Yeah.
And I think you should take it. I'm actually really thinking about it. I just love my building so much.
I know. I love my building. And if you moved into my building, like one, Theo and Bruno, best friends.
I know.
They would never spend a day apart.
I know. Like, that's big. You just gotta do it for your kids, you know?
Yeah, you have to do it for the kids. Two, like, you and I could be, like, podcasting all the time, like, just running up and down and, like, creating content.
No, I know.
Three, like, Ben and Zach could be playing Monopoly all day long.
Yeah, and then, like, I dread being alone. It's like one of my biggest fears, which is why like I'm a homebody and therefore Ben has to be a homebody.
But it could like, be a building body.
If you lived in my building or I lived in your building, like Ben could go do whatever he wants and then like we could just like watch TV together.
No, I know. I really think you should at least look at the unit.
Yeah, no, I it's so funny. Like buildings in New York are so snotty. I actually reached out yesterday, like after you sent me the link and I'm like, hey, like I'd like to come see the apartment. And they were like before, they're like, well, are you qualified for X, X, and X? And I'm like, yeah, I think so. Like, chill. Like, they're so, it's like, so, like, something about my name maybe doesn't give off, like, good vibes.
Wow.
They're like, well, we can't let you into the apartment unless we know that you have X, X, and X. And I'm like, okay, fucking nasty snot. Yeah, I got it, bitch.
Oh, God.
It's so fucking
not,
rude.
It's not off to a good foot.
No, no, it's like, I'm taking it personal.
Wow. Okay. So
why else are you a different person?
Well,
you've successfully moved and your apartment is so nice.
I've successfully moved. I still have so much like unpacking and organizing to do. My apartment is so nice, but it has significantly less closet space. Mm. Like for my personal wardrobe, I think half. Like I'm not even joking. And so I am being relentless about just donations and cleaning out my closet. Like I literally have removed like so many iconic pieces that I never thought I would get rid of just because like of the memories. Like
if you saw
some of the things, you would know exactly what it's from and you would be like, wow, you're really gonna do that.
That's crazy.
Crazy. So this weekend will be very transformative as I continue to build out the space.
Mm-hmm.
Second thing, I'm gonna save the best for last. Second thing, I finally set up my new phone. And wow. It really has just when you set up a new phone, like you feel like a new person.
Okay, so like remember back in the day when you would like get a new BlackBerry and like you had a new PIN and everyone was adding
like,
you on BBM and you just felt like you woke up every morning with so many notifications more than usual because like everyone was just like adding you and like redoing all the things and you felt like so popular and special.
Oh no, I feel like that's not what it is for me, but I'm so
I really just like exposed myself.
I'm so glad you had that experience. For me, it's like I feel like your phone is so much a part of like your habit in your daily life, and I got a phone that's a new size. So now with this bigger phone, I feel like the way I'm holding it, like, I feel like a new person. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like I'm new watching habits. Someone else, you yeah. know? So it's just, like, on my new phone last night, setting it up, just, like, feeling... There's that new phone vibe that's just inexplicable.
I couldn't agree more.
But apparently there's this new update. You know, it used to be you got a new phone, you have to download all your apps, make a new background. Yes. I was like, you know what? When I get my new phone, right now my background was Theo. And I was like, I'll update my background to, like, Bruno or something like
wow,
that.
Wow, that's so rude.
But with the new phone update, your whole phone, even the way you organize your apps, transfers to your new
fabulous.
Phone. Your background screen transfers.
Fabulous.
So Theo lives to see another day, and I love having Theo as my background screen because he's my number one, and he always will be, like, that number one guy.
Speaking of old photos, I saw my friend Jason last night, who's, like, one of my oldest friends from high school, and that's why I couldn't watch Southern Charm because, like, I had a couple drinks, and Jason has literally his camera roll goes back to 2010.
Whoa.
How crazy is that? So that's, like, my last 2 years of high school. I mean, we went to college together, too. So, I literally spent the entire night last night, like, in 2011. It was crazy. Like,
that is crazy.
Because I guess he had an iPhone in high school. I had a BlackBerry. I don't remember. But, like, I don't know how much his storage plan is per year because, like, it's a crazy amount of photos. But it was really, like, traveling back in time.
How many photos do you have on your phone?
55,000.
How many do I have?
It's insane. I have so many screenshots just from, like, running all...
66,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just from, like, running all, you know, our businesses, no, like, in our Instagram accounts.
Every time I take a photo, like, I take 20. And mm-hmm. I don't really delete the old ones because you just never know when you're going to need it.
Yeah.
So, that's that. And then the third piece of news, personal news, that I think might be the biggest out of them
this
all.
This should have been a Fast Five story. It's, like, such big news.
It's such big news. I know. It really should have. But no one wrote it up, unfortunately. I have changed my Instagram handle from Jackie O Problems to Jackie Oshray.
You know, let's talk about the genesis. How did we get started? Who is Jackie O Problems? What is Jackie O Problems? What are your problems?
Okay. So I started Jackie O Problems in 2011, I think. I started on Twitter, and that was my handle since 2011, and then it was my Instagram handle, Snapchat, you know, anywhere I went, so did me and my problems. And it started as, like, a play on, obviously, like, white girl problems and all those problems.
Right, accounts. There was a trend on Twitter, like, in the early 2000s, where you would make, like, tall girl problems, and it was just, like, the problems that tall girls face, and
yes.
You were doing Jackie O problems.
Because they were, like, problems that were specific to me, and it made a lot of sense at the time, and I never really, like, thought much about it in the past few years, but every time I would realize that that's my Instagram handle, like, I would kind of cringe.
It's because it's, like, an old school internet trend.
Yeah, it's, like, first of all, it completely dates me. Like, it's like, so hi, true. I've been on the internet since 2010. Like, when and like, I've been here for 10 years. And it's not, like, in fashion anymore.
No, and it's also not what you post. Like, that's, at the end of the day, like, oh, you don't post your problems.
No, but also it's, like, if it was an old joke that people were still, like, doing, maybe I would have kept it. But it's not in anymore.
And, like, yeah.
So when I would take the time to, like, think about the fact that that was my handle, like, I was just, like, I don't want this to be my handle anymore. And it would probably happen, like, once a year where I realized, like, oh, my God. So,
and you would try to secure other handles.
And I would try to secure other handles. So I literally, this time last year, it was Thanksgiving, I messaged, someone has the handle at Jackie O, which is my dream handle, and it belongs to a girl, and I had messaged her, and we were communicating a little bit, but it just didn't work out in terms of me getting it from her.
Well, she like, tried to haggle you.
No, she just expected a price that I just wasn't willing to pay for an internet handle. Like, I do have my limits.
Yes, no, it was insane. Like...
And so I had to let that dream go. And then, you know, a calendar year passed and I realized again that my handle is Jackie O Problems. And I was like, okay, it is time. I need to think of something else. And I was like, maybe it should just be Jackie Oshray. Like, I like her. Mm-hmm. She's a nice girl. And so I went to change it. But apparently if you're, like, a public figure and you have a lot of followers, you can't change your handle on your own. You need to get, like, a contact at Instagram. Mm. So I went about getting a contact at Instagram and they said they would work on it. And then yesterday, I guess they worked on it and my handle was Jackie Oshray.
Well, they didn't even ask you, like, are you sure? Like,
no, yeah, it just flipped the switch. And I was just like, obviously on the most transitional day, period.
Of course.
And I feel so good about it. I know there are some people who are just, like, averse to change and, like, they're, you know, they love, it's a big.
They're always going to be against it. Like,
no, or like just any sort of rebrand. It takes a while to get used to. But you guys, I'm telling you, this is for the best.
It's,
like,
the right decision.
I can feel all of the better vibes that are going to come from this new handle. And I'm actually someone, I love change. Like, all the time, like, even moving apartments, like, I really embrace change. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just so excited about this change. Yeah. I really am.
I'm excited for you. We congratulate you here at the Morning Toast. Good luck on this new journey and no looking back.
No looking back. And I obviously, like, I didn't share with anyone, like, you know, what I was when I was thinking about it, because I don't like to talk about things until they're done. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, like, I feel like I'm going to jinx them. Like, yeah. My Instagram handle would have, like, you know.
Disappeared.
No, my Instagram contact, sorry, would have, you know, stopped working at the company or something.
Totally. Because that's something that would happen to us.
And then I would have been stuck with Jackie O problems and you guys would have known how much I hated it.
Oh my God, totally. Okay, well, I'm so glad I have a brand new co-host. It's like
you have a brand new co-host and I feel like that's why I'm wearing like all white today.
You're pure. You're like getting baptized.
I'm getting baptized.
I'm free of all the Sunshine Network.
I'm free of all my problems. And I just want to say, like, even though I've dropped the problems, like, it doesn't mean I don't have problems anymore.
Nobody has more problems than you.
Nobody has more problems than me. Someone was like, I'm going to manifest having less problems by putting the name problems in my name and then taking it out.
You know, you are literally significantly less problematic today than you were yesterday.
And we absolutely love to see that.
We love to see growth.
We love it. So I'm really excited. And make sure to follow me at Jackie Ashray. Woo!
So I do believe that it might be time.
Why, you're just going to rush me right in, huh?
No, I mean, like, to be honest, like, we've been talking about you for a while.
I know.
Like, it's hard for me.
I knew today I was going to fight, fight, fight.
No, it's hard. Like, I think it's time to move on.
Do you have anything that you want to share?
No, I did absolutely nothing yesterday except be, like, a disgusting piece of shit and, like, not wash my hair.
But you went out to dinner.
Yes, I did. I hit the town, and the town hit me back. I had 3 margaritas at dinner, and it was nice. Saw my friend Jason, which was also really nice. And yeah, I wish I had more to report on. I just don't. Life is so uninteresting for me. Like,
do you wish you had a life-changing Instagram handle change?
No, I wish that, like, no, everyone around me is like, Olivia's a mom. She has a new apartment. You have a new apartment. You have a new dog. Mara has a new dog.
Oh, and the new dog and the new handle and the new phone.
And, like, Ben's parents just moved. Like, everyone has all these, like, exciting life updates. And I'm just, like, still the same disgusting piece of shit I was 6 months ago. So I'm, like, jealous of everyone's, like, metamorphoses.
Yeah.
I'm just not currently experiencing one. I'm still in my cocoon.
Maybe you should get a new phone.
I don't need one. Like, my phone works very well, and it's the 11. Like, something about getting the 12 when you have the 11 seems so wasteful to me.
Yeah, that's
like,
me.
I'll get the 13. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're on odd phone.
Oh, ooh, that's true. Maybe I should get on even. So I just feel like that's what Apple wants you to do, and, like, I won't give in to
that. No, I totally agree with that. But it's also based on, like, 2-year plans. Like, they come out with a new phone every year. You have a 2-year plan means that you're missing one of every phone.
Yeah.
Every
right,
other phone.
Right.
Which you should. That makes sense.
And it's like when Apple, like, okay, they decided this year, like, they're done with USBs. Like, no, I'm not getting rid of my USB. I'm buying a janky ass converter on Amazon and I'm still using it. Like, I refuse to give in to Apple and their fucking corporate supremacy. Like, it's insane.
It's insane. What if you got a haircut? Like, a crazy haircut?
I won't get a haircut, but I actually am in need of, like, a chop. Just, like, a fresh 2 to 3 inch trim. That would make me feel good.
I saw a photo of myself yesterday that made me realize, like, I need a haircut. I feel like as someone who used to have short hair, it's like, I revel in all of my hair growth, but, like, it's too long now.
No, you're getting to the Woodstock stage.
Yes, I am.
And I've been there. I actually was stuck in the Woodstock stage for so long thinking that it was, like, so cool, and now I look back and it looks so dirty, like someone should have given me a bath, like, so sick. Because I'm into long hair, but there is a point where long hair becomes like circus freak and the line is very thin, so you got to be careful.
I saw a picture of myself yesterday, plus, like, with my white outfit, like, I look like I could be in a cult.
Yeah, 100%. And they haven't let you out of your bunker in 6 years, and that's why your hair is so long.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, I'm trying to think of other things that you could do to, like, revitalize.
No, I'm just, like, really set on moving.
I love that, and I love your apartment so much, and I understand why you've been so resistant.
Yeah.
Trying to hold back a sneeze. Sorry.
Are you trying to cry because you love my apartment so much?
I do. And it's been so good to you.
No,
over
no.
The, years.
The thing is like, I would, and I feel like maybe this is like a bad way to live your life, because at the end of the day, like, I really do like my apartment. And there are things I don't like about
it. Compared to others.
Right. And so, like, I feel like moving just to, like, keep up with other people is, like, a really bad omen, like, and a bad way to live your life.
Yeah.
You know
when
what I mean?
It's like, you're happy with where you're at. And 100%. Why can't you just accept that? Why
because
can't that be enough?
I am shallow and vain, and now I technically have the worst apartment in the family, except for Margo.
That was a rhetorical question.
Oh.
Because I'm the one here advocating for you to move. Just to have, like, a little bit of spice in your life.
No, I know. Like, it's like that TikTok sound. Like, let me add a little bit of spice. Like, that's literally what I need. My life is just, like, so vanilla right now.
I understand. Well, at least you know that if you move, you can use Roadway. You can use code Jackie10 for 10% off local moves, 5% off long distance.
All right, let's dive right in.
Okay, wow.
Go
now,
for it.
Now you're done.
Do what you gotta do.
Now you're good and ready.
It is time.
For the Fast 5 stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast.
And just like yesterday. Today's episode is brought to you by Bruche, which I literally used this morning and last night. The most fabulous Bruche brush out there. What is Bruche, you ask? It's the best electric toothbrush on the market. Why? Because it actually works and it doesn't cost an insane amount of money. And it's very beautiful. It is very gorgeous to me. How you put it on your mantle, it's just like this little magnetic, not mantle, counter. It's like this magnetic little charger that's very sleek, very chic. The brush comes in a few colors. Jackie and I both have the, would you say, I would say toasty pink is the shade.
Toast, yeah, it's almost the color of this couch. Yeah. We should bring them. They should be little on the show because they really match our set.
Yeah. Bruche cleans your teeth at 31,000 movements a minute. Manual toothbrushes tap out at just 300. Many electric toothbrushes are barely a step up for manual. Some can do a good job, but they cost $200 or more. Bruche delivers premier sonic wave technology without the markup that big electric toothbrushes tack on. The Bruche kit that Jackie and I both got, it includes the Bruche electric toothbrush plus three brush heads, magnetic charging station, and a sleek travel case so you can travel with your Bruche, and it's a fabulous way to pack it. Sometimes just throwing like your toothbrush into your suitcase is like really unsanitary and gross. So the Bruche kit is everything you need at home and while you're away. And if you want to get 15% off your Bruche, you can do that when you use promo code TOAST at Bruche.com. Again, you can try it 90 days risk-free and get a two-year warranty at Bruche.com, spelled Bruush.com. Promo code TOAST, Bruche.com, so it's brush with two U's. Bruche.com, promo code TOAST for the best electric toothbrush on the market. And the most plainy and steamy and everything of the sort.
Everything of the sort. Okay, first story. Cardi B says she's too shy to ask male rappers to collaborate. This is like such a relatable story.
No, I read this and I was like, oh my God, like that's me as a rapper. Like I'm so like shy, especially around boys. Like I feel like I haven't changed at all since high school. And like, I feel this to my soul.
Totally. Cardi B may be known for her brazen lyrics, but the rapper insists she's actually so shy that she can't bring herself to ask male rappers to collaborate with her. Cardi B revealed in a new Billboard interview, she said, quote, "The thing is, I'm shy and really shy to reach out to male artists, to be honest with you. That's why a lot of collabs that I want, I haven't got yet because I'm scared to reach out. I always get a little starstruck. I'll be thinking I'm corny even though I'm funny."
Oh.
That is so cute.
I mean, I feel like in Hollywood, a lot of collaborations happen like through people's teams. Like she could have her team reach out. That's the point in having a team, you know?
Yeah, but maybe if it's like a really big artist, like it means so much more artist to artist.
100%. That I agree with as well. So This is a predicament and one in which I'm surprised we haven't heard about from like other people in music, because like,
this would literally be us as rappers, like
shy. Like, oh, I don't know, like you want to sing with me? Like it's awkward to ask too. And I feel like maybe Cardi B doesn't feel this way, but like I hate asking people for like stuff because I hate like coming off desperate. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I just hate.
So there's so many elements to why you would be shy.
Also, when you're asking people for stuff, and I even kind of feel this way about, this is what like kind of Taylor Swift was saying about like wanting to work with Bon Iver, but mm-hmm. like never thinking that she could. Like, well, you just think someone's gonna say no. So you're like, better not ask because they're gonna say no.
Well, like, that's like everyone's like fear of rejection always.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's like, I feel like these sort of insecurities like are all stemmed from like high school. And those are, they like never leave you. Like fear of rejection, like nervous talking to boys, like they never leave you.
For sure. But like not everyone suffers from these insecurities, you know, because some people are just like so brazen.
I know. And part of me is bold. Like jealous of people who are just like so sure of themselves and so like secure in who they are, who like can just do whatever they want. But then part of me is also like, calm down.
Yeah, no, I feel like in instances like that, it's like I'm jealous of the person who is sure about themselves and like, you know, asks for what they want. But then in other elements of life, like you see that person in a different scenario, like at a restaurant, and it's like, oh no, no thank you.
There is nothing more frightening than a person who is so sure of themselves in a restaurant. Oh my God. Whenever I'm at a restaurant and I hear the way people talk, like it makes me want to vomit. Like it's so sick. Certain restaurants just like have the worst customers. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No. So I feel like that person is definitely getting great collabs, but like, do you want to be around them at any other time?
No, especially a restaurant.
Right.
Absolutely not. Right. It's a really good point.
Thanks. So, Cardi, I hope some like pop, like the biggest rappers, male rappers in the game, like hear this interview and reach out to her. And they're like, because I would love to work with you.
If you think about it, I don't know that many collabs Cardi B has with male artists, especially rappers. Like she did Maroon 5. They're not in the rap scene. And I don't know any other male artists that she's collaborated with.
No, but she's collabed with like a lot of females. And right. I guess it's because that she just feels more comfortable asking.
Which I actually think is very cool of Cardi B, like for being a female rapper who lifts up other female rappers.
Right, and I think that this sort of what she would consider like a hindrance of not being able to ask yes. male rappers, it actually winds up being even more beautiful because she probably gravitates towards female rappers and the content that they create together is amazing.
Yeah, like it's just been more beneficial for her. And she's now, at least, I don't know if she did it on purpose. To me, she is known as like a female rapper who lifts up other female rappers. When I feel like for a while, when like Nicki Minaj was like the reigning queen of rap, female rap, it wasn't like that at all. It was like very competitive. And that's why like her and Cardi like butted heads so much. And now I feel like Cardi's like setting a new standard for like the new wave of young Megan Thee Stallions, like young female artists.
Yeah. We love to see it.
We do.
Wow. Speaking of big music news, though.
BMN?
BMN.
Ooh. Let me take a sip of my Diet Coke. That's kind of big to swallow.
Radio Disney is shutting. Oh,
devastating.
Radio Disney is shutting down amid a restructuring. Disney is shuttering its Radio Disney division among the ongoing restructuring at the media giant. Radio Disney and Radio Disney Country will both stop broadcasting in the first quarter of 2021, resulting in layoffs for 36 full and part-time employees.
That cuts deep. I forgot about Radio Disney Country.
This feels like personal.
This feels like the last day of camp. Like,
yeah.
Because you want to know why? I feel like when I think of what was most influential to me as like a young burgeoning woman, I think the Disney Channel was so integral in, you know, the monster that I became.
Yeah.
And I feel like we really grew up in the golden age of Disney. But I feel like every, you know, older person feels like they grew up in the golden age. But I think that this is proof, actually, that we did grow up in the golden age of Disney Channel.
Yes.
The Hannah Montana, That's So Raven, Even Stevens era.
Yes. And I think that that is objectively the golden age of Disney. I think Disney is still very cool and they have a lot, like, you know, Descendants. I absolutely love Dora and Stan. But it's not Hannah Montana.
It's not comparable.
It's not Wizards of Waverly Place.
No, it's not the Even Stevens movie, Double Take, all those movies, DCOM, Smart House.
The Lizzie McGuire movie, High School Musical. And you want to know how you know that it's not those things? Because Descendants 3 wasn't in theaters. High School Musical 3 was. Lizzie McGuire movie was. Hannah Montana movie was.
Right, that's true. Like, they really elevated out of their own bubble. And, like, it was really world domination.
Or maybe someone at the theater saw Descendants 3, like, was ready to put it in theaters, and then was like, oh, no, this is so bad. This is
Was it terrible?
It was the worst of the franchise, which never happens on the third.
No.
But that's what we got because the second was so good.
Yeah.
So good. It was an interesting dynamic between the
so
three films.
So good.
So good.
Yeah, so I just feel like, as much as I sound like an old person being like, oh, I grew up in the golden age of Disney Channel, I feel like Radio Disney is shutting down right now is just further proof that I'm actually not just an old person. Like, it's 100% true.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's really a sad story. End of an era for sure.
End of an era for sure. But at the same time, I actually, from a business perspective, I see what is Radio Disney beneficial for now. Like, yes, Disney has good programming with like decent music, but the Disney genre in terms of music when we were kids was like a full blown genre. They needed their own station.
Yes.
They and don't need it now.
But it's a sign of the times. Like, the way that people are listening to music is different. I think radio in general is suffering.
Different.
And
yeah.
So I feel like they could have pivoted to some sort of like streaming. Successful streaming
Maybe
situation. But I do think it's got become a little irrelevant.
Yeah, it's just like for every person like over the age of 21, like today is a sad day. We are mourning the loss of Radio Disney. I think everyone can think of a memory in their childhood where they're like sitting in the back of the car, like maybe in a car seat, just like jamming out to something on Radio Disney. And everyone can like recall what station it was like in their local area, you know, in their region.
Yeah.
Devastating. Devastating for the whole Disney family.
It really is. So we'll miss you.
Yeah. I miss you.
I miss your smile. And I still shed a tear every once in a while. And even though it's different now, you're still here somehow. My heart won't let you go. And I need you to know.
Wow.
I miss you. Sha-la-la-la-la. I miss you.
Literally can't remember a person's name when they tell it to me 5 seconds before, but I can remember a song I haven't heard since I was in the seventh grade, and that's on being, on having your priorities in order. Like, literally haven't heard that song, can't even remember the last time I heard it, but could sing it in my sleep. Didn't even, like, wince at one of the words.
Totally.
No, and that's, like, not even Hannah's most popular song. Like, that was, like, a really random Hannah song.
No, honestly, it was, like, a bad Hannah song.
A bad song. There were so many good ones. Like, I could literally do a full in-depth, like, Patreon episode on the discography of Hannah Montana.
100%.
Because she really went through so many phases, and I feel like the one that I loved the most was definitely, like, Hannah Montana Forever. She was making such good music. Smooth talking,
so rocking. He's got everything that a girl's wanting. Guitar cutie, he plays it groovy.
Like, that song was so good. And that era where she was, like, going between, like, Jake and Jesse.
When,
like,
she cut her hair.
Yes, she did. She did cut her hair.
Shows you what a haircut can do.
And she moves
you
out of the Malibu Beach house into, like, a Malibu ranch house with a horse. And that was an iconic...
That was an iconic house.
Season.
Yeah, and Lily moved in with her, which was, like, a little questionable.
Which was just kind of, like, moochy of her. And it's like, where were Lily's parents? Like, I know they were okay with, like, Lily living with Miley, but, like, that's just, like, an insane thing to do. Like, yeah, leave your home and, like, live with your friend in high school. Like, if we're talking about real kids in high school.
Yeah. No, totally. We should do a whole Patreon episode about it in the new year, because we have, like, so many episodes to do
this month.
Like, I mean, I would love to get my home. So many people are asking for a home tour. I'm mm-hmm. obviously going to do a home tour on Patreon. Hopefully this month, maybe next month, like, because I want it to be, like, stunning for you guys. We need to do a holiday gift guide. I have, like, so many gift ideas that I would love to share with the group.
Really? I don't have any ideas. Like, I feel like I'm the worst gift giver.
No, but, like, think of the things in your life that you cherish and value most.
Theo. Okay, I'll get everyone dogs.
Right. And then also, like, end of year roundup, best of, worst of.
EOY roundup. You'd love to see an EOY roundup.
We really do. So I think it's time to get into the third story, which is brought to you by
New X, the most fabulous CBD company. And I've been on the CBD train. I feel like it's been a while now, maybe like a year and a half. And I really love CBD gummies. That's like my favorite way to inhale because I just love snacks. And New X makes a fabulous gummy amongst other products, but their gummies are my favorite because they are great tasting. They have 15 milligrams of broad spectrum CBD per gummy. They are vegan and made with all natural ingredients, no artificial flavors, colors, or sweeteners. They are THC free, and they are USA grown hemp lab tested, and they're very affordable for under $10. So Nu-X's mission is to provide their customers with the highest quality products at a reasonable price. With years of experience in sourcing, manufacturing, and developing, their goal is to make CBD accessible to the masses. They never sacrifice quality, and all of their products are natural, pure, and tested. So if you're looking to get into CBD, I really suggest taking gummies. It's just like an easy way to get started, and it's super fun and delicious. And it's great if you want a consistent dose every time. So I've taken a lot of gummies that it's like a pack of it's like gummy bears, and it's really inconsistent in how much dose is in each gummy. So that's why I really like the Nu-X one. And it's $9.99, which is very reasonable. But they also have other products. You can check out their website, nux.com, which is nu-x.com, to go purchase some of their great products. And you can use the discount code TOAST for 20% off. So Nu-X is nu-x.com. You can use the code TOAST for 20% off for a limited time. They have some great products. And if you're meaning to get into CBD or you love CBD, Nu-X is a company that I really like and highly suggest. So check it out.
Check it out. Okay, next story is some delicious news. Mariah Carey launches her own cookie brand.
This is interesting. I didn't see this.
This is so interesting. Christmas queen Mariah Carey has whipped up her own cookie brand just in time for the holidays. Mariah's Cookies is set to launch on Friday, December 4th. That's today. Online, offering boxes of a dozen or half a dozen cookies in 30 major American markets. For the holiday season, the delivery-only brand is selling a holiday hits box, which includes gingerbread, white chocolate cranberry, and pumpkin varieties. Other assortments include chocolatey treats box, the pumpkin box, and the gingerbread Brox, according to a news release. Once the Yuletide season wraps, Carey plans to offer other varieties.
Other varieties?
I'm like really struggling.
No,
this is like, they're using such big words for a story about cookies.
Yeah, like chill. Relax.
The baked goods will be available to order via delivery apps, including Grubhub, wow, DoorDash, Postmates, Uber Eats, and Seamless.
So this is like a real project for Mariah Carey. And yes, it's very interesting. Celebrities do different things all the time. They create makeup lines, skincare lines. They do movies, music. Like, I can't recall in recent history when a celebrity went into like the food space.
There's one celebrity cookie line that if you think hard enough, you'll get.
The Girl Scouts?
No.
Celebrity cookies? Like,
and the celebrities. If I give you one clue, you'll get it.
Okay, tell me.
Victoria's Secret Fashion Show.
What? Victoria's? I don't think of cookies when I think of the Victoria's Secret
exactly
Fashion Show.
That's exactly why.
What is it?
Carly Kloss's cookies.
She has a cookie company?
You don't remember this? They did a Victoria's Secret.
Carly Kloss, I'm sorry, is the queen of doing things that are off-brand, making a line of cookies, and then her other thing
no,
is like...
No, her cookies were like healthy cookies, and at the Victoria's Secret fashion show, they like went around backstage like asking all the models like what they're eating before the show, and everyone's like,
Carly's cookies! Oh, God. And as they're like literally throwing up because they're so nasty. Like, Oh my, that's so funny. No, I didn't know that. I just feel like this is an interesting move and not one I expected from like Queen Mariah Carey.
It sounds so delicious. I literally am going to order some cookies.
Well, that's where you and I disagree, because I fundamentally have a problem with cookies that are just like beyond the regular, like chocolate chip, sugar, snickerdoodle. Like there's four or five major like cookie categories in terms of flavors, and I just feel like when people go like off the rails and it's like pumpkin duty like cookies, like relax, like cookies are fine the way that they are, and like people inventing like new silly like carrot cookies, like let's not, collectively let's just not.
Cookies are good. Gingerbread cookie.
Okay, I'll accept that as a category, even though I don't particularly like
them.
Even though
it's like, that's literally snickerdoodle.
Yeah, so, very confusing.
But we're going to just call it gingerbread for the holidays.
Sure, sure, sure.
White chocolate cranberry, like, actually so unnecessary. So good.
So do not, okay, here, ready? I'm about to make a royal decree. Keep fruits and vegetables out of desserts. The two are meant to be together, okay?
And I just want to say on that note, keep them out of desserts, and they're also not desserts. Fruit
carrot
is
cake.
Not a dessert.
Carrot
fruit,
cake?
Fruit is not a dessert.
Hear ye, I agree.
If I come over for dinner and you're like, and I got some fruit for dessert.
I'm leaving.
I'm out the door. Like, I find them to be so hurtful and so disrespectful. Like,
no, and it's like, I totally get it.
You're putting out like fresh plates for dessert, and I'm like, oh, like
she made a cake.
Fruit.
No, and I get people who want to be healthy, and maybe this is where you just don't have dessert. Like, let's stop reinventing.
Yes.
Because it's disrespectful to the whole dessert community, like to put out a carrot cake or a white cranberry cookie.
Carrot cake is delicious.
Disgusting.
So we're going to disagree like on some of the finer points.
Fine. What are her other categories?
Of this decree. There's other one that's a pumpkin varieties cookie.
Sick. Disgusting. Pumpkin is so disgusting, and we all need to collectively.
Okay, and I have something else to say about pumpkin. I never knew this, but pumpkin pie is disgusting. No. Have you had it recently?
Do you think that I have ever put a morsel of pumpkin-related product in my mouth? No, because I am a woman of taste.
Pumpkin pie, the filling, tastes like someone ate pumpkin, chewed it, and spit it out back into a pie crust. That's literally what it tastes like. And I'm not nearly as picky as you.
Yeah, that's true. No, it's like at the end of the day, stop normalizing fruits and vegetables in our desserts.
Okay.
Like, even though I'll make some exceptions. Apple pie, I'm okay with that.
Blueberry pie, please be okay with it.
I'm okay with that too. But I just hold
And I'm going to sneak carrot cake in there. Carrot cake's not delicious. I understand.
No, carrot cake it's honestly the cornerstone of my argument. So, like, I know.
Can't you go like elsewhere with your argument?
You cannot take carrot cake, okay?
It's so
my
good.
Entire argument is going to crumble like carrot cake if you take carrot cake out. So I have to include
okay,
it.
Okay, so this is where we agree to disagree.
Yeah, and you know what? As long as we're disagreeing, like, I don't mind like a little piece of fruit after my ice cream cake.
What?
You know, like.
What?
Yeah, like sometimes at a restaurant, like one of my favorite restaurants in the city, like whenever people are like, where should I go to dinner? I always say Gemma. I think it's like the best Italian food. And I never really get dessert there, even though people love their tiramisu. I'm not crazy about tiramisu. But they do have fresh strawberries and whipped cream. And after like a big, heavy bowl of pasta, it is quite refreshing. Like, I hear it. You know, I see it. I kind of like it.
I can't believe that you did that to me.
But it's important to note, eating fruit just like is unacceptable. It's like you have to. You can only eat fruit when you're really full. You
know? Something else to say about fruit.
What?
And it's like there are a few times in my life when I do happen to eat fruit, and the occasion calls for fruit. Maybe like a summer's afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Stop putting different fruits in the same bowl.
I agree.
Fruit is criminal.
I agree. And the juices. Oh, it's so sick.
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 Sickening. Sick. No, not sickening. Sick.
Also, last night, Zach and I ordered dinner. We had such a long, hard day from the move. So I was just like, get the cookies.
Okay.
Have you ever had the quarter pounder cookies from the Smith?
I don't ever eat at the Smith.
We ordered the Smith.
I fundamentally disagree with their whole
okay.
I can't. As a chain,
We ordered the Smith, and we got these big, the quarter pounder cookies. They're three massive cookies, and we just sat in our new living room on the couch. We heated them up and just had warm cookies.
That's so nice.
And it was so nice.
That does sound really nice. I'm actually, like, this conversation's making me so hungry.
Okay, we'll wrap it up. Are you ready for our next story?
Sure.
It is some sad royal news. SRN.
Soil news?
Soil SRN.
What is it?
Queen Elizabeth's Dorgie, Vulcan, dies just 2 weeks after the death of William and Kate's dog.
Oh, no.
Queen Elizabeth has said goodbye to one of her loving companions. Theo, cover your ears. The 94-year-old monarch's dog, Vulcan, died at Windsor Castle.
Do you ever, like, sleep weird on your neck and, like, you literally can't move your neck?
I mean, every day.
How is Theo not crippled? Like that. If you're watching like on YouTube. This is, like,
the eighth wonder of the universe.
He sleeps like that every day on the show, and it's like, your neck.
You know who else sleeps like this when given the chance?
Bruno Sweets.
Bruno Sweets.
Maybe it's a Cavalier thing. Maybe they don't have, like, a spine or...
No. Maybe they're spineless.
Like Bronwyn season one.
No, maybe, like, I don't know. They just like the blood draining to their face or something.
You know, it's like, if I laid that, like, in that position for that long, I would die because all the blood would rush to my head.
Totally.
Sorry, but I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Vulcan was a dorgy, which is a mix between a corgi and a dachshund. Vulcan's death leaves the queen with just one dog, another dorgy named Candy. Cute.
That's a terrible name for a dog. Great name for a stripper.
These dogs really had prominence in this season of The Crown. And I just, my heart goes out to her because she loves her dogs.
Yeah, I think one of the most interesting things about The Crown, I mean, about the queen that I learned from The Crown was, like, how important, like, just, like, dog life and dog culture is to the queen and the monarchy in general. Like, part of being a royal is, like, taking care of dogs.
Yeah.
And that, I feel like The Crown makes being a royal look, like, really unenjoyable and unpleasant, but I would become a royal just to have, like, a gaggle of Cavaliers.
Right.
And, like, who, like, someone else, like, walks, shits, grooms, and, like, they just love me.
100%. Anyways, the queen is well known for her love of corgis, but her last dog of the breed, Whisper, died in 2018. So now she has dorgies, which are the combo.
Like a dachshund, mix.
Yeah.
I know.
How do you say that without
I was just going to say, there are certain words I will never be able to spell correctly.
Okay.
Guarantee. I have no idea how to spell it. And there are certain words I will never be able to pronounce correctly, and dachshund is one of them. Oh! Okay, we are hearing, my producer is telling me in my ear, it is dachshund? Is that what you said?
Dachshund. No way.
No way. It's dachshund. Dachshund.
Dachshund.
Dachshund? No way. Oh, and by the way, let's just call a spade. Let's just call a spade a spade. A dachshund is a wiener dog. Like, let's just call it that, because that's what it is.
Okay, but what's the kind of dog that Kendall Jenner has? Those, like, big ones that...
Big ones. I literally knew you were going to say that.
The ones... I think it's a Rottweiler. Anyone
know? Rottweiler is literally, like, a guard dog that could kill you.
I think that's what Kendall has. I saw it on her story last night. But a dachshund is
talking about dog breeds is giving me PTSD. Stop.
I just want you guys to know how dachshund is spelled. So that you know why we're pronouncing it this way. I would have, you could have said, I'll give you $1 billion.
It's German. I never would have said dachshund.
I would have went more German.
I would have been like dachshund. Spell it for the people. Spell it for the people.
D-A-C-H-S.
D-A-C-H. Okay, Dach.
S-H-U-N-D.
Dachshund. Oh, my God. Okay, so dachshund. You truly learn something new every day from the Morning Toast. Yesterday, it was a Slack merger, and today, it's dachshund.
That is the craziest news I've ever heard. I, like, need time to process.
What are, like, certain words that you will, like, never spell correctly?
No, there are so... I have a few words, and even my autocorrect is like, what are you trying to spell, bitch?
Yeah, no, Ben, like, literally can, for the life of him, cannot spell opportunity right. He spells it OPPERTUINITY.
And, oh, like, you know what word I can't spell ever? Is, like, physical, psychic. I can't spell any of those words that are, like... PHYC, like,
right? Yeah.
Ever,
I really cannot spell guarantee. Like, I am always like guaranty. Like, I just cannot figure
out. it's guaranty.
Why did you just scream at me? Like, you scared the shit out of me. Like, you were like.
You know how anti-culture...
Nobody, Jackie. What anti?
You know how anti-culture thrills me.
No, I know. Like, you just...
Theo, it's quaranti.
Oh, my God. Theo's unfazed, neck broken, neck snapped. Like, whew. That was funny.
Well, now you'll remember how to spell it.
Yes, I will.
Quaranti. Fifth and final story. Wow, a little pet biz news. PBN. Are you ready for it?
Yes, ma'am.
Petco has filed to go public as consumers adopt more pets during the pandemic.
Wow.
So that's just like big dog pet news.
Yeah.
They will be publicly, they want to be publicly traded again, this time on NASDAQ with the ticker. You know what the ticker is, like their...
The button?
No, the letters that they're going to use. So like if we were public, we'd be TMT.
Of course.
Their ticker is going to be...
P-U-P? Well, no, I guess they sell other pets besides dogs.
W-O-O-F. Woof.
Oh my God, that's so... Oh, sorry, Theo. I didn't mean to wake you up. That is so cute. But you know what? And maybe this is going to be like crazy. Something about like mass commercial businesses like around pets like gives me a pit. Like I just don't want to know what they do to the pets at Petco. Do you
honestly
know what I mean?
I was at a Petco like very recently and it was a little pit inducing.
Do you know what I mean? And it's like they say Petco where the pets go, but it sounds more like Petco where the pets get treated poorly. Like I just have a bad feeling about it, you know? This is not based on like any proof.
No, I feel like because when there's so many businesses, like Petco is so successful, there's probably hundreds of stores, and you're bound to have like at least one, and you know, maximum, like a lot,
right,
of employees who are not kind towards animals.
Right. No, then it's just like a quality control problem on behalf of Petco. And I'm not saying, you know, it's better than, I don't have any proof. I get weird vibes from like mass market, mass commercial businesses about pets.
I hear what you're saying.
I'm much more of a boutique, like,
yeah, mom and
small
pop
business.
Mom,
yeah, because they like care about their pets, where it's like Petco has, you know, they just care about the bottom line.
Yeah, but I think the person who started it like must have cared about pets to like devote their whole life,
yeah,
to the pet industry.
We've been to a Petco only once. There's like not actually, there's one in the city. It's really far.
Is it?
Yeah, I just buy everything online. Like if you like whoever's invented Chewy is an absolute genius.
Chewy.
First of all, the name is so cute. Second of all, it's just like Amazon exclusively for pets, and they have like just as good a shipping as Amazon.
And like they have just as good of like data remembrance, where it's like I don't need to put my address in again.
Yeah.
And my billing and my shipping and my credit card.
And they work with your vet. So it's like if you need certain like meds, or like Theo's was on a food for a while that was like pet prescribed, vet prescribed. It's just like a fabulous product.
Yeah. Very good.
Are they public? Chewy? For sure.
You think? I feel like if Petco's not, Chewy's like newer.
Yeah, but Chewy's digital. Like, digital moves fast, man.
Chewy, the online business for PetSmart that went public more than a year ago. Yes.
Thank you.
Has seen its share rise more than 150% so far this year to a market value of $30.3 billion.
I feel like this is a good, like, tip.
Investment.
Yeah, I feel like on my Robinhood, this is not an ad segue. I just do actually use Robinhood. I feel like I should buy some shares of Chewy.
You should. And Chewy's ticker is CHWY, less cute than Woof.
W-I or Y?
CHWY.
Oh, okay.
Less cute than Woof.
Way less cute.
Always cute, though, still.
Always cute.
Okay, those are the Fast Five stories. And I do feel as though in some way, shape, or form, you needed to know each one of them.
Okay, and I'm really excited because while we don't have a TV recap segment today, we do have a Kelly's Mindless News, and it is so mind-blowing. Like, it may be one of the worst offenses yet. And our Kelly's Mindless News segment is brought to you by FrameBridge, making it easier and more affordable than ever to frame your favorite things without ever leaving your house. From art prints and posters to the photos sitting on your phone, you can FrameBridge just about anything. FrameBridge is the perfect way to give easy and thoughtful gifts. In just minutes, you can turn a photo from your phone into one of the best gifts ever. Here's how it works. Just go to FrameBridge.com and upload your photo, or they'll send you a package to safely mail in your physical pieces. Preview your items online in dozens of frame styles and gallery wall layouts. Choose your favorite or get free recommendations from their talented designers. The experts at FrameBridge will custom frame your item and deliver your finished piece straight to you or anyone on your list. A handcrafted, personalized gift from FrameBridge starts at $39, and all shipping is free. Plus, our listeners will get 15% off their first order at FrameBridge.com when you use code TOAST. I have a few pieces in my house that are FrameBridge, and I also have a few pieces that I've like traditionally framed, and my God, is it so much easier going to FrameBridge. Like, the framing industry before FrameBridge is so archaic and so expensive. The fact that FrameBridge exists and you can literally like upload stuff from your phone, because where are your best pictures?
On
your
phone.
Who has time to go digitally print them?
Did you see my Instagram story yesterday where I put that photo of me and I was going to hang it front and center in my living room? That frame is from FrameBridge.
Oh, wow, that's such a nice frame.
Yeah, and it's stunning.
So you can get started today, frame your photos, or send someone the perfect gift. Go to FrameBridge.com and use the promo code TOAST to save an additional 15% off your first order. Just go to FrameBridge.com. The promo code is TOAST. Again, that's FrameBridge.com. Promo code TOAST.
Look at the little guy.
Crunchy man.
Loving the auntie.
I'm particularly excited about today's segment of Kelly's Mindless News, like the 4th of July. Because, of course, it is from Hello Magazine, like the number one offender of Kelly Ripa.
And her mindlessness.
So here is the Headline.
Okay.
Kelly Ripa's stunning beach photo with Mark Consuelos is couple goals.
Okay.
Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos love a beach getaway, and while they can't currently jet off for a romantic vacation, they can still reminisce about one. So just the mere concept that one of Kelly Ripa's like Throwback Thursday posts is getting written up is so absurd, but okay.
Sure.
You would think, like, if it's getting written up, it must be something sensational.
Of course.
The Live with Kelly and Ryan host shared a throwback photo with her shirtless husband on Instagram stories on Thursday. Oh, it's not even a photo post. It was a story. Her Instagram story is getting written up. The Live with Kelly and Ryan host shared a throwback photo with her shirtless husband on Instagram stories on Thursday as she counted down the days until she'd see him next. In the loved up selfie, Kelly is snuggled up behind Mark and they are smiling for the camera. So, what do you think? What do you think we're going to get? We're being described as a stunning beach photo.
Okay, I'm going to say Kelly and Mark, like maybe in the 80s or the 90s, together on the beach, like a couple, cute couple goals photo, like nothing crazy.
Okay, ready?
I'm literally scared.
Obviously, this will be posted on our Instagram, so you can go check it out for reference. It is a blurry, zoomed. You wouldn't even know they're on the beach, except there's.
I thought it was like, obviously, a third party took the photo. There's a beach behind them. They're standing in front of the waves, like a beach pic. They're really, it's not that revolutionary, but like, that's what you described.
I really feel like we're onto something. Hello Magazine is really, they're the number one offender of mindlessness.
Yeah, that is so crazy. It never ceases to amaze, honestly. Like, just when you think it can't get worse, bam.
Bam, there it is. It's so mindless, and it's so, it's such an, like, that's modern day journalism. How does that make you feel as someone who briefly studied journalism in college?
It makes me feel, like, deeply sad for, like, the state of the world.
Yep, and that's where we're at, you guys. That's the mindlessness that you definitely needed to know.
Yeah.
Before you jet off into the weekend. You have any big weekend plans?
Well, I'm just going to continue to organize my apartment. I have so much like house stuff to do. I have a lot of organizing and going through my closets and just figuring out where things are going to go. And mm-hmm. I'm so looking forward to being done with that and then enjoying my new pad.
Yeah, that's exciting. Like, again, super happy and jealous that like you have this like big new journey ahead of you.
Yeah. What about you?
I have absolutely no plans. Just going to, you know, probably do what I do every day and like watch a lot of TV, hang out with you.
Like go to dinner or something.
Oh my God, I would love to. I'd love to take you to this new restaurant I've been telling you about.
Tomorrow night?
Sure. Fabulous. Let's do it.
Fabulous.
Fabulous is like a word that I've been reintroduced to like maybe a year ago from Margot because she like said it once and I never like forgot it. And it's such a fabulous word.
It is. And it makes you like only like older, mature, stunning, fabulous women use it. You know, you say it when you were in high school.
No, only women of like elevated, like elegance use it.
Yeah.
And I want to be that. I want to be elevated elegance.
Yes, exactly.
So you guys, thanks for a great week of shows. We hope you enjoyed all the content being put out today, yesterday, the day
every
before.
Every day.
If you're looking for more content, maybe it's time for you to become a Patreon member. Patreon is our subscription service. So if you're new here, you don't know what our Patreon is that we're always talking about. This show is totally free. But if you're looking to get some more content from us, we release 5 extra episodes a month on our Patreon channel for $7.99. Those 5 episodes are vlogs, they're podcast episodes, videos featuring husbands, sisters. It's a little bit more
house
in-depth.
Tours.
Yes, a little bit more in-depth. More behind the scenes. You know, we're behind a paywall. We get a little crazy over there. And if you sign up now, you get access to all of our old episodes. So we've been doing 5 a month for like the last 2 years. So it's over 200 episodes. It's a great thing to do if you're looking for more content and you want to support the show. So patreon.com/themorningtoast is the website to use for that. And thanks for the continued support. Thanks for watching this week. We hope you had an amazing week and have a good weekend. Stay safe. Stay smart. Be cool. Don't drink and drive. Thank you so much for listening to The Morning Toast, the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the fast 5 stories you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So you're watching us on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So that's Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, CastBox, all the places where you listen to podcasts. Find us The Morning Toast, leave a 5-star review about how beautiful, stunning, and smart we are.
Truckers for TMT coming out to play. What's good?
Hope you guys have an amazing weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Follow me on Instagram, Jackie Asher. Goodbye.
Guarantee.